はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Japanese culture class number 29. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. さくらさん、
はい。
Are you going tonight?
え？
Halloween party? Today is the 28th of October. It's the big Halloween party day.
Halloween ね。Not really. But Halloween has been imported to Japan as well, right? Like, mainly for, just for kids, だけど. It's not as,
Are you calling us kids?
Eh? No, in Japan, it's just for, eh? In Japan, eh? Okay, forget it.
No, no, don't forget it. No, please continue on, please. No, you speak.
I don't know when, but, recently, we see a lot of, pumpkins and witches around in Japan as well around this season.
Very good point. I guess we'll split this. Originally, we wanted to talk about National Culture Day, which is
文化の日.
But yeah, we could do a hybrid. A little bit about Halloween and a little bit about culture. What do you think?
There's not much to talk about Halloween in Japan, though.
You were just talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just that it's, you know, it's becoming one of these small events in Japan as well. Like, it's not as big as Christmas or other events.
Do the kids dress up at all?
I don't think so. Do you know?
I have no idea.
In, like in kindergarten, and I don't know about elementary school, but they put up decorations. But I don't think like they wear costumes and they definitely don't go around houses trick or treat.
Trick or treating.
We don't do that.
But do you get anything? No? Nothing?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. And well, kind of exemplified by our plan tonight, a lot of clubs and entertainment places, you know, kind of capitalize on this.
Mm-hmm.
Bars and restaurants, oh, kind of like a Halloween theme.
Yes, yes.
So again, trying to monetize all the holidays. And they do a good job at it.
Mm.
And also at universities too, sometimes they have like Halloween parties and things like this. So you know what's quite interesting here? In the US, it's kind of a kid's holiday mainly.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japan, it's almost like a business or an adult holiday.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you go to Tokyo Hand and you try and buy a costume, everyone mm-hmm. buying the costume is adults going to like parties or college kids going to like a Halloween dance or something like this.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. I agree. It's more for adults.
The adult holiday,
adult
Halloween.
Holiday.
And one more thing too, it's never celebrated on the day. It's kind of the weekend before. I know a couple of American restaurants, they offer a discount if you show up in Halloween gear and things like this. So, business.
Business.
Cha-ching. Have you ever dressed up, Sakura-san?
In Ireland, yes. But not here.
So tonight's your chance. Why don't you come?
Yoshi-san, どうですか? Get wild.
Get wild.
はい。
ワイルド好き。
ワイルド好き。
いや。
アイルランドでは何になったんですか?
English, please.
What did you become in Ireland for Halloween?
I think I was a ghost or something. Ghost. お化け。Ghost.
How about this? If you can't make it tonight, why don't you dress up now and when you leave the studio, you can experience the day.
You do it.
The spirit, the Halloween spirit.
いいです。
Okay, it won't be the same without you tonight.
Have fun. 楽しんでね。
はい。
Yoshi-san, anything else to add about Halloween in Japan?
You know, I was in the US for 7 years, so I never had a Halloween party or anything in Japan yet. But I remember, like, right before when I was leaving Japan and I was in high school, I remember my friends from foreign countries. I think they were having Halloween parties. And by the time when they were having the party, I left Japan, so I couldn't join them. But I think lots of foreigners like to celebrate it to, you know, feel at home or to remember the fun stuff from their hometown or, you know.
Yoshi-san, I know exactly what you're talking about. When I lived in Ibaraki Prefecture, I lived in many places there. And I used to live in Mito. And right next to Mito, there's a town called Katsuta. And in that town, there's a famous gaijin bar, bar for foreigners. And it's called the Drunken Duck. It's a good name, right? Now, if you ever make it up there, I cannot recommend this place enough. Every Halloween, they had a Halloween party. And it's funny, as you said, you know, a lot of people, I think when they're in their own home countries, maybe Halloween wouldn't be such a big deal for them. But since they're here, it's kind of like they want to remember. So they make an extra big deal out of it. So at the party, almost everyone was in costume. And, you know, it was really tight in there. But it was, you know, everyone had that kind of spirit that Yoshi was talking about. So, yeah, it's a perfect observation.
Yeah, I find myself eating McDonald's when I feel away from America.
Yoshi.
Sate, now.
Okay, so yeah, walk down memory lane. But yes, lots of new memories to be made tonight. Now on to the second half of our JCC. Okay, Sakura-san, what are we talking about now?
文化の日.
Culture Day. What's the date?
November the 3rd.
This doesn't change, correct?
Correct.
Same time.
Yes.
Every year. Yoshi-san, starting when?
1946.
That's the day. Now, it was on this day in 1946 that the Constitution of Japan was announced. Announced only, right, Sakura-san?
Right. Promulgated.
Yes. When was it promulgated?
1946, November 3rd.
And when did it come into force?
I don't know.
Sakura-san. Yoshi-san, help out.
A year later.
Yes. Give that man an A in Japanese history.
Oh.
Give Sakura an A for promulgated. But what's interesting about November 3rd is that even before this holiday was established, November 3rd was celebrated as a holiday.
Ah, yes, yes.
And this dates back to the Meiji period. Mm. Sakura-san, can you tell us something about this?
It was Meiji Emperor's birthday.
That's right.
Right.
So every year it was celebrated. And this continued on until?
1912.
As in that year, the emperor passed away. Now, another interesting thing, Sakura-san, on this day, the current emperor presents a special prize.
Ah, yes.
Can you tell us something about that?
It's called 文化勲章.
Order of Cultural Merit.
Yes.
And who receives this honor?
People who have contributed in fields of science and art.
What about education? Can we win someday, Sakura-san? Can you win?
Difficult.
Why? You're doing such a great job of spreading Japanese culture.
Mm.
You're doing a country a great service. Maybe you can win one day.
Ganbarimasu.
Shall I try to contact the emperor on your behalf?
よろしくお願いします.
All right. Yoshi, we have some work to do. So can you give us an example? Like, for example, who won last year?
Last year, there were 5 winners.
And what kind of work did they do?
One person was actress.
Wow, so they recognize a wide range of arts. It's very nice that they consider that a legitimate category to win an award, because it really is something special.
Yes. One person was in the field of pottery and also agricultural engineering.
Acting, pottery, agricultural engineering.
Medicine. Diplomatic history.
So a wide range of things.
Wide range, yes.
So things that help promote culture here and abroad, it seems.
Yes.
Okay. Who's the most famous out of that bunch? Yoshi-san?
The actress.
Yeah, I guess that comes with being seen in TV and movies. Okay, Yoshi-san, can you tell us something about her? What was her name and give us a bit of background?
Her name is Mitsuko Mori. That's her actress name.
Okay, and Mitsuko is her first name? Mori is the last name?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and what's her real name? That's her stage name, right?
Mm-hmm. Her real name is Mitsu Murakami.
And Yoshi is giving us the first name first and last name last. He's reversing the order for us. So nice of you, Yoshi-san. But usually when Japanese give names, it's last name first. But Yoshi switched it around for us. And what made her so famous?
She was born in 1920.
86 this year?
Yes. But amazing thing is she's still on the stage.
Yes.
Like rolling over and
yeah,
it's really so famous. So.
I must admit, I saw a picture of her and she looks pretty good.
Yes, she's just doing good.
Have you seen any of her work, Sakura-san?
I have seen dramas on TV. She used to you know, act in dramas a lot.
And did she play the good girl, the bad girl?
Well, the ones I've seen, she was acting as a mother.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice mother?
Yes.
And Yoshi-san, have you seen her?
Yeah, I used to see her in a drama called Jikan Desu Yo. It was like...
Wait. What does that mean?
It's time.
It's time.
Mm. Yeah.
And what's the story about?
It was a drama about like what happened in this family or in this... I think it took place in a public bath.
They owned the public bath or...
It was an old show, so I don't remember the details. But she was the main, you know, the big mama in the show.
The main attraction.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a fond memory of like something she was in? I think she was in commercials too. She was in a ton of things. So is there anything that sticks out in your mind, Sakura-san?
She was in a miso TV commercial.
Oh, which one?
Miso.
Ah.
About soybean, fermented soybean-based miso. Miso is famous, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I have the image of her always wearing kimono.
Ah, so kind of traditional.
Yes, but very active Japanese woman in kimono. I like the miso commercial, the image of her in that commercial.
Oh, Yoshi-san?
When I think of her, she's like this beautiful Japanese lady in kimono. She's always nice and very elegant. And also, she's really famous for her play that she's been performing, and which has a record of 1,800 shows by now, and it's been performed over 45 years.
Huh?
And she
45 years?
Yes, and she's the main character in the play.
For 45 years?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the name of that play?
Horoki.
And what does this mean?
Horo, from horoki. Horo means like vagabond or, you know, people just travel.
Yes.
And ki means like record.
Record.
So it's like, so I think it can be translated like a tales of the vagabond, something like that.
Tales of a vagabond. Ooh, interesting. Have you seen it?
No.
You were really quick there.
I know. I have seen clips of it on TV, but I can't really tell from that. Sorry.
Okay. Now, on an interesting note, this doesn't seem to be limited to Japanese people. Apparently, a few of the winners were American astronauts aboard the Apollo 11.
Ah, that's exceptional case, right?
Okay, yes.
The only non-Japanese people who won was the astronauts.
I think it's very notable that this happened. You know, not just Japanese culture, but culture of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Okay, so we're talking so much about these people who won last year. And one part of Culture Day, on this day, the emperor awards these awards to certain people who have helped really promote Japanese culture. But what else goes on in these days?
On this day, there are lots of cultural parades and exhibits, like... Mm-hmm. Lots of museums or art galleries are open, and some places are for free or they give you a good deal on this day.
So in many places throughout Japan, they have cultural events and exhibits, different things to promote culture. Sakura-san, have you been to anything on these days? Sakura-san. All right. Yoshi-san, anything?
Not really.
Have you, Pita-san?
Yeah, I think... So... As we're running out of time, we don't have time to get into some of the events and exhibits that are going to happen today. But if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we'll have some of these events and exhibits listed. In addition, we'll give you an update on what's going on tonight, plus many other things. Inside the PDF, a detailed explanation of this holiday. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. That's going to do for today.
Matane!
Matane!